Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the Blue Room. It is Blue Monday. We are here in the Bridewell at the Denbigh Castle sister pub. For those who are familiar with the city, I am joined by Dave Darley and Les Roberts on this wonderful bank holiday. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm all right. It feels weird having a bank holiday, doesn't it? And it's edging towards the end of the season. Feels like the season's been going for about 4 years or something, doesn't it? It's taking so long to stay up, but yeah. Everyone loves a bank holiday, don't they? One in May as well. Shows you it's edging towards the end of the season. And yeah, I think everyone's going to be pretty thankful it is going to be the end of the season and we can enjoy some time away from absolutely crying our eyes out. You think everyone's going to go down.
Les, how about you?
Yeah. As Dave said, it's always nice to have a bank holiday. I was checking the weather for next week and it's going to be short weather for the final game of the season.
I was thinking about that today.
And that is all we can ask for, so I'm really looking forward to that now. It's like, as you get to the end of the season, you just want the weather to be nice, don't you? And yeah, we can just go out and have a nice day now on Saturday, not having to worry about beating Sheffield United particularly, just enjoy it. So yeah, I'm all good.
I mean, the last time I remember a short day, last game of the season with nothing to play for was when we drew 1-1 with Southampton and Tom Davis scored, I think, like very late on. I think we had 10 men, or they had 10 men, something like that, and it was absolutely fun. I think it was Allardyce was our manager then.
Yeah, it was. Unsurprisingly, I had left before Tom Davis scored.
But
yeah, scored in the 5th
minute, didn't he?
Yeah. No, we scored dead late, didn't we? We were getting beat, weren't we, for ages, and then
he scored dead late. Scored
you know, that's what we want, just meaningless end-of-season fixtures.
Yeah. With that in mind, we're going to talk about something that extends beyond this season. Because the Luton game almost feels too far away to talk about now, Friday night, here we are on Monday. So I had an idea, sort of brought it by you lads, that we sort of go through the squad, position by position, and just sort of talk about who we want to be here next season and who we don't. And listen, people who are watching this and listening to this are going to go, well, obviously we'd sell anybody with our crippling financial situation at the moment. Just imagine that's not a thing for a bit. And we'll sort of do it as we will. So we're going to start off with the defence / goalkeeper for this one. And we're going to go through the players. Sort of quick fire, maybe a few we dig out a little bit more detail and go through which players you want to be here next season, which we don't. And if you're watching this and listen to this, it'd be great to get your thoughts on this as well. Anyone watching on YouTube, this is the environment we're in. It's live recorded. People might walk past the camera. It's absolutely fine. So, going to start off with the goalkeepers. Dave, the one man we definitely can't lose, 100%. It's been such a great servant for us. Around the place for so long, Andy Lonergan can't go. I know you're such a big fan.
Oh, mate, he really can't. You know, he's just the best in terms of morale that he sets up there, playing keep-ups, you know, game of headers with the kids in the academy and all that. And
great in the warm-up as well, keeping Pickford going.
Exactly.
Kicks the ball, great on him, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think he's great at making cups of tea and all that. Probably putting some ready breath sort of for when the lads get in early in the morning. I think he needs to be kept.
Les?
I'm all day, yeah. I do watch intently at those warm-ups, and he does keep those volleys down well for Pickford. Yeah. It's quite an art form when you're warming a keeper up like that. So, yeah, keep stay. Got to be part of the furniture now.
Is that the best job in the world, being a third-choice goalkeeper?
It's like Scott Carson.
At
Man City, they've made it an art now. Can you imagine, they just rock up to training and it's like he can come in bladdered, you know what I mean? He could do what he wanted. He's got all the kits, he's got everything. We were looking at, well, the rumoured finances that they're on, and, you know, if he's sitting there taking a few grand a week, I'd be on cloud nine if I was in, so absolutely nothing.
What's your opinion on?
About.
Wasn't he on 300,000 a year according to that list or something?
I think if we call that list, which important to mention, it isn't guaranteed. We don't really know what this is. It's rumoured, but I'm almost certain it was around like $5,000 a week, something like that. Which you know, we're never going to earn that in our lives, which gives me a massive issue that it's him still earning money to toby the ball at Pickford throughout training. Do you even think he has a game like five a side? I don't even think he does that. You know,
probably plays out.
Even the five-a-side games, though, it's going to be Pickford in goal in one end and Virginia in the other. It's like, what does he do? Is this the referee or something? You're actually on the games.
Exactly.
Oh, sensational. But yeah, Lonas is sticking around.
Do you know what, though? I can't believe we actually spoke like the first 5 minutes of this show. We were like, let's be as distinct we can about the players we're not really asked about. He's probably got the primary part of the show when we've opened the conversation with him.
There we go. I just know you're a big fan, so I wanted to start talking about Gareth.
That's how important he is.
That is, yeah. We're all serious, this Pickford, are we expecting offers this summer? Like obviously my colleague with the Echo, Joe Thomas, reported this week that, you know, reports of Chelsea's interest was kind of met by surprise by his camp, but he's very happy at Everton, which I always kind of find a bit marvellous, and obviously very grateful for it. But I've always thought Pickford, like, the thing with him will be that as long as he's playing regularly for us and he's getting an England team every single week, and I don't know if things will change after the World Cup, sorry, the Euros with a new manager potentially and others coming through, but I just feel like as long as he's playing week in week out and he's the England number one, he'll be fine where he is.
Yeah, I've always thought, and I think you may have said this yourself, it seems like England is the one where he goes for the glory.
Yeah.
So the tournament football, the semi-finals, the finals, you know, and let's be honest about it, he should have a Euros medal under his belt, because as a goalkeeper he did enough in that final to get a medal. So if he's happy in the area, he's happy at Everton, which he clearly is, there's no reason to move. Now he's 30 now,
yeah.
So this is potentially one of his last chances to get a big move. It's a Euros year, he's going to be like putting himself out there, maybe not intentionally, but I was surprised that Man United never came in for him, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
And when it got Onana, because I think the difference he would have made to their team would have been incredible. But there is this thing about him, isn't there, where people don't seem to trust him. He gets a bad press, which none of us understand. I can't understand it. Even from our own fans, I've seen people saying, you know what, I would cash in on Pickford. You know, I'd keep Branthwaite and sell Pickford if we had to. I don't agree, because he can still be our keeper for the next 5 years. I think we lose Jared Branthwaite in two at most. So he's got to stay for me. He's been everything for this club for the last 3 years.
I don't fully agree with what you said there. Let's just in a couple of, I mean, how good he's been for us is unquestionable. I think even though when he gets a bit hotter, there's still people just immediately turn to like he's doing the edge in, and, you know, he needs to go and all that sort of thing. I would be surprised if he's still at Everton in the next 3 years. I think I hate to say this, and people might hate me saying this, but I think if he's got the ambition that you think he should have as a top class goalkeeper, he wouldn't be at Everton. He's not an Everton fan. And I actually think he stayed far longer than I would have expected him to. Came to us, he's been there nearly 9 years now.
Has anyone like properly made a fight? Has any club that really seriously, like, there's always been like little rumours, hasn't there? But like, no club has ever been like, right, we really want you. Like, has anyone ever made a bid for him since he's been in Everton? Like, really?
And that's astonishing. I am astonished. Well, firstly, if they haven't, but we would have heard, or would have heard rumours that they had done. And I think, you know, what you said there, Matt, I think at face value, I think, you know, him getting and enjoying the way he is, I think Sean Dyche came out and said that post-match. the other day, one of the games through the week, and he's the type of player, I think he's a bit of a throwback thing, to be honest with you, because this day and age, which, you know, last couple of decades, the players are almost always linked with something else, and like you say there, Pickford hasn't, and I do find it quite strange that that's not been the case, really. You know, you talk about if we were to sell him, what sort of feel we'll put out with him. That's got a lot to do. We don't want to bang on about this with every single player we're talking about here, but it's a bit of a car boot sale, isn't it? Let's be honest here. How many can we reject a fee that have come in? The good thing about him, or the positive thing about that is, he's got about 15-year contract or something, hasn't he? So you will get a considerable fee for him. And look, I guess you get a lot of people, the club itself, whoever's around there now, thinking that, you know what, is replacing a goalkeeper as difficult as replacing a Branthwaite or a midfield players that we have? Or
I thought you were going to say a centre forward then, because that wouldn't be difficult.
Yeah, yeah. Was. I just stuttered that in my mind then, just that or the left back in Michalenko.
God, how short is the centre forward but this show going to be in a few weeks? Sal,
exactly.
Sal.
Get a tenner for Beto. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, but in general, I don't think he'll finish his time at Everton. I think we're lucky to have him and hope he's with us, because let's be fair, you look back at the recent seasons, he gained us, and I think I explained this in a really difficult way, but I'm going to try and do it now. The positive or negative in regards to the points we've got because of Jordan Pickford are massively on top of what we probably would have if we had a weaker or a different goalkeeper. So that for me is it's imperative that he stays at Everton, given where we are right now and given that the summer we're, well, probably not going to have.
Yeah, I just think one more thing on that as well is talking about that shop window, obviously, with the Euros, you've also got the Golden Wolf situation this season, where he has come very close to a keeper who might yet win the title. So for a goalkeeper in the team that he's in the position that the team's been in, to get that close to the Golden Glove, you know, if people aren't taking notice of that, then you've got to wonder what is the motivation, what are they seeing? So yeah.
What's the money that he's on, by the way? He can have whatever he wants, as far as I'm concerned.
I assume he'll be on like 100 grand, you'd imagine. But unanimous keep.
Yeah.
For our main keeper.
Jan Virginia, fine, isn't he? He's a backup. I think. Don't want to go too much into it. He's been sound, hasn't he, whenever he's been called upon?
I saw enough of him in about two games this season to think, you know what? He looks like a good understudy.
Yeah.
His kicking was sound. Did he play against Palace?
Yeah,
played really well in both games, didn't he? Yeah, so I think, as an understudy keeper. Sound. He is about 23 now, though, isn't he? 24.
I thought he was older than that. Really?
He's around that age, so I suppose that one's on him now, isn't it? Whether if Pickford is staying, does he want to, you know, we had this for years with Southall, where the keepers who came and went because they're just never getting in. It's the same situation, so I suppose this one's probably on him.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it is important, you know, keepers get injured all the time. You've got Pickford there, who obviously isn't the biggest of lads. You've got big fellas just throwing themselves in all the time. You often see him on the floor rolling his shoulder or something like that. He seems decent. He's been a
Palace Cup win, wasn't he? And then a Gomez Cup free kick got there.
Yeah.
As a backup goalie, he feels like one of the better ones in the
feels like Robles, that we had. So, not a problem with that. It depends on how much money we get for him. It would be if we get a million for him, he'd definitely be getting driven out to go somewhere by whoever's left on the board.
So, keep all the goalies as they are.
As much of a joke it was at the start. If Lonergan's on 5 grand a week, and we're in such a severe financial condition, I'm sorry, but he needs to go to the pits or whatever and just start coaching the kids or retire. I mean, that's far too much money to be on Everton Football Club.
Big Danny turns on Lonergan. Surely there's like a 16-year-old goalie who's quite good. Billy Crellin,
Is that who it is? Because I put in our WhatsApp.
Oh, yeah.
Who is Billy
Crellin? Well, have you got Billy
Crellin? Harry Tyron, isn't there?
Yeah, Harry Tyron. He's on Chesterfield. Well, yeah, they got roasted, didn't they? Yeah. He's had a good season, so, you know. whether he'd want to stay would be fair choice, it's another matter, but we've got young goalies who surely can sit on the bench for a year and play the 23s or whatever it is. But defence then, we'll move on. We'll start right and we'll go across to left back. There's a lot in this position, so we'll run through them. One of the big ones, and again, like, this is obviously sell key, but in some instances it offer a new deal or not. The most contentious one, potentially the most emotionally difficult one, Seamus Coleman, Les. I sort of feel like he might call it quits at the end of the season. So I think we were talking about this the other week in some capacity, and how you might want to do the last season at Goodison, you might want to do the first season at Brownie Moor, but I think Seamus is the sort of character who, if he doesn't feel like he can contribute properly on the pitch, I don't think he'll want to stick around for the sake of it and just sort of be a fellow in the dressing room who knows the football club. And I'm a little bit worried that when he has come in the last few weeks, it's not been like the last few seasons where he's come in and been sound and defensively solid and he's given us something a bit different. You know, I just think that's that Bournemouth game and not getting out to the cross, chesting in the own goal in the last minute, and I just worry that maybe he has just gone beyond that point. So I sort of expect him to hang it up a little bit at the end of the season, but I also wouldn't be surprised if the club went, listen, we love you, thanks for everything you're doing, but if you're going to be here next season, it's going to be as a coach as opposed to the football line.
Yeah, I think he's picked up a lot more injuries this season as well. You can see, you know, the age he's at, the career he's had. He's a player who's non-stop, isn't he? He's got to give 100% every game, and that does take a toll. It will be interesting to see, though, as you say, this will be a big test of where the club sees itself going now, because in the past, sentimentality would have kicked in, and it would have just been, yeah, give him another year. You're right, it's got to be a good indication of where the club sees itself and possibly how much shit the club's in if they feel they need to get rid of him. I would love to keep him on because, you know, as you say,
I'd absolutely love to keep him on,
because he does seem to be invaluable in these relegation scraps we've had every year. He's done things each season that have like been invaluable to the club, whether it's just being a part of the dressing room or scoring that goal against Leeds. He's always done something, but as I say, this year he's been targeted more than ever. He's picking up more injuries than ever, so it would be sad to see him go, but I can fully understand why the club would do that.
I often bang on about sentiments. I think I mention that on every single podcast we do, the way I think we're the biggest club for throwing sentiments, and that's because we haven't been successful for many years. I think you get attracted to players more so than you probably should do. The exception is Seamus. It probably was the same with Baines as well, where it's quite ironic really, because I always thought Baines retired far too soon.
Yeah.
Where does Seamus, I mean, be in a situation,
I don't think he's gone too long though. Like, I felt like at the end of last season,
Coleman,
he was a player.
I
felt like him to carry on this year was the right decision.
Yeah,
but I just don't know if it's the right decision now.
I don't mind them being regarded as somebody who brings somebody like a Patterson and, to a recent extent, Godfrey into educating them in that role. You know, it might be a little bit patronising towards Patterson, but that's a different issue that I'm sure we're going to talk about. So, I think it's essential to have somebody like that in the dressing room, given the circumstances we're in. How that works out with him, I mean, you know, we've got Baines in the academy right now. I wonder if what the thoughts are of Seamus Coleman. I would suggest, or I would think, that fella doesn't want to leave Everton in any, and he would stay on in any capacity, just given the type of individual he seems he is. As a player though, would I have him as somebody on the bench? I think I would keep him on. I think fee wise,
when is he in the right back? Who's you got to do the right back. So, you know, just in your head for now, because I'm sure we'll get onto this later. Where's Coleman in that list?
That's a really good question, Matt. I think we're going through the trio that we've got there.
We've got four, haven't we? Godfrey as well.
And you put Young in there?
Yeah.
They're the four.
Yeah.
I'd put him ahead of Ashley Young, probably on par with Godfrey. And I'd love to see Patterson be the man that's there. I'd love him to be the right back that he should be, and I think he is, the one reason or another hasn't been. I'm not sure what the relationship is with Sean Dyche, but there's been some sort of issue why he hasn't had more game time there. I know he's been injured quite a bit, but we're talking about a lad there that's an incredible talent, I think, as a right back player. So probably sorry, I am banging on the very thing we spoke about just before.
No,
I
should have packed my parcel.
Okay. I think that's a really hard decision there, but he's still going to get a game.
So you're saying keep?
I'm saying keep, yeah. I'm saying keep.
Coleman?
Yeah, keep.
I'd leave up to him.
You can't sit on the fence. Come on.
I'd probably keep it for over here. I would, but I would be concerned about him being our starting right back, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. But he'd have to be, well, he wouldn't have to be. But again, going back to what I said about Patterson and Dyche having some sort of issue with one another, given the fact that I think Patterson got slapped by him or something
Let's go on to Patterson then.
Okay.
Next. I'll let you go first. You said you think he's going to be, he could be an incredible talent.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely intrigued. What have you seen from him in an Everton shirt that makes you think that he can be that good?
I wouldn't say so much in an Everton shirt, which sounds strange because I'm talking about him being a priority right back. What I've seen from him everywhere else, obviously much different when he was up at Rangers, but also for Scotland as an international himself. I think you've got a right back that just needs, it's just a bit rough around the edges, I think. But you've got someone with undoubted talent to play in that role. When I've seen him come on and seen him start games, I've seen issues from him, don't get me wrong. I've seen him particularly with how he sort of it links up with whoever's in front of him on the right hand side. This season's been Harrison there. The last few games he's actually been really good, but I do have issues with him there. But I just think what I've seen from him, I think he's going to be top class right back. Now the issue with having him in there is, can Everton afford to have somebody starting games who still needs to learn their Premier League trade? I'd say which sort of completely contradicts what I said there, but I'd like to see him as Everton starting right back, because essentially you spoke about there, Young, Coleman, Godfrey, which is a really interesting one we'll probably move on to now, I think he should be given the chance.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And those three.
Yeah, I think as Matt was alluding to, I've not actually seen anything from him that suggests he's going to be dead good. Partly that could be down to he's never really had a good run of games. Through whether the manager doesn't fancy playing him or he's injured, he's never really had that run. The overlapping thing's an interesting thing as well, because when I've seen him play for Scotland, he looks like the sort of fullback who will get down the line, overlap the winger. Doesn't do it so much at Everton, which makes me think that's where that comes from, the manager.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where, if they have had a falling out, maybe that's where that's come from, because he wants to play a certain way, the manager's saying no. And as a fullback, as a Birkenhead Sunday League Division 2 fullback, I would have hated if I couldn't get forward, because that was like you know, it's just as a fullback, that's what you want to do. You want to get forward and make those runs. So, I reckon if we got the money we paid for him, I would sell.
Totally agree.
But I don't think we will get the money we paid for him, so I don't know.
Well, I was going to say about that, that's where it's a bit of a catch 22, because you're not getting anywhere near 20 million, was it?
No, it was like 12, wasn't it?
Yeah. 12, was it 12? Fair enough. I still don't think you're getting anywhere near that amount, given the fact, or in a Premier League side. I don't think I think Rangers probably may come back in for him. I'm not going to pay 12 million quid to get him back.
No.
That's why I think there's an issue there, and that's why I wouldn't sell. Because what are you going to make back from him? I don't think you're going to get anywhere near what we've paid for him. So I think that's where there'd be a bit of a block if we do want to let him go. But I'd keep him. Caveat to that is I'm less encouraged to keep him given the situation we're in. We'd probably say that with most players, really, can't we? So I won't mention that too much going forward. But yeah, keep him. And I want to see him improve. I want to see him play. I want to see him start as our right back.
As much as you say all that, though, you won't really. Like that's sort of where I am with him. Like, I like his attitude at times. I think that spell he had, like in Lampard's first full season when he was in the team and he was playing well, I was like, right, the makings are there of something good from him. Like, I never really quite. Like, if I said to Murphy's now, like, what's the best part of Nathan Patterson's game? What would you say?
I think he's a good right back.
You can't just say he's a good right back. Like, what?
I was going to finish there.
Like, what's his highest rating? Like, on Footy Manager, what's his highest attribute?
His pace. He's a quick lad.
Is he?
Is he quick? He is quick. Yeah.
I don't think he's like that quick. I'd say he's average speed for a fullback in the Premier League.
That bad, the average speed of a Premier League fullback.
Well, like, we're talking about his best attributes now.
Could he beat a cheater in a foot race? That's the big question.
that's one for mailbag.
Like, if we're talking about his best attributes, you're saying his pace is and his average speed.
I'm saying his pace as a right back, i.e. if someone gets past him, he can catch up with them. And I'd add to this, which whether this, obviously you're the judge on this, whether you can actually
enjoy it.
No. I mean that in terms of, you asked the question, if we've got a Fab Four there and right back, what's the alternative?
I think ultimately, if we keep Coleman, which we all said we would for another year, if we keep Young, which we'll come on to in a minute, but I think we probably will for another year. Godfrey's got another year left on his deal, so he'll probably stay. I think he's our fourth choice right back. And under this manager, he is our fourth choice right back, and I think the proof in the pudding there with Fury's pick. He's had a falling out with him. And I think for us in our situation at the moment, so if a manager doesn't fancy him, to be financially crippled, if we get any kind of offer for him in the summer, I think he goes like 100%.
Yeah, I mean, in the context of what you said there.
Look, again, the thing that I like most about him when he played in the team for a bit, I was playing really well, was his attitude and his intensity. It's gone. It's completely gone. Whenever I've seen him pull on a blue shirt recently, he can't get the manager to fancy him. Can't stay fit, which is a huge issue. And like that's probably the biggest issue more than anything. Not the manager doesn't like him or his fourth choice. He can't stay fit. So I feel like if we get an offer in the summer, I mean, the manager look at it and go, well, we've got Coleman, we've got Young, and we've got Godfrey. And listen, they're not amazing options. Two of them are very much in the twilight of their careers, but we are a football club at the moment who are living hand to mouth. And I think if we get any kind of form, like Les said, 10 million or something like that, I think they would be happy to move them on.
It is difficult not to consider the context of that, and I will admit. You know, if everything in better condition than they are financially, is someone you will keep, and then, you know, try to develop a lot better than that. But yeah, I mean, I do concede that you would get sold if the offer comes in.
But again, I totally get where you come from, but it sounds really harsh, because when he was playing under Lampard, like, there's loads of things to like about him, his attitude. But I look at him now and it's like, what is there to develop? Like, what are you looking at there with that player and going, right, I see something new. Like, and again, I might be totally wrong here, because I see people every single week on Twitter being like, that lad needs to play, get him in the team, Patterson's got to start. And I was like, why? Like, like genuinely, like what is he really good at as a player? I don't quite see it as others do, and that's why I think I'd be quite happy to, not happy to move him on. That's not the right way of phrasing it, but I would understand if the club got a offer in the region of 10 million, they would sell him. Yeah.
You're pulling my leg a little bit here with that. You know, I'm probably somewhere. No, I want to keep him. I keep.
Sell if the right offer comes in.
And same class, sell as well. So
just going back on that, just one thing I want to. Is that based on the finance? I know we're going to do this with a lot of the players here, based on the finance. That always has to be in there, but again, I'll ask that question. If we didn't have those issues, would you still sell them?
I think it's down to a deteriorating asset as well.
Yeah,
which does play into the finances. But if, as Matt said, if he's not going to get a game, you might as well sell him.
Can't stay fit. That
is
annoying. We wouldn't know that if he doesn't play.
We can't play because he can't stay fit.
But for a lad in his early 20s, he's had a lot of injuries now, and it's, you know, they're the sort of things that at the start of your career, if they stack up, it just can have massive implications. So, yeah, I think a decent offer comes in. So,
what's a decent offer though?
I think 10 million.
Given what you said there, does that not contradict in terms of you going to get 10 million for somebody who's injured?
You just say he's an amazing talent, so I'm sure someone will come in for him.
There's somewhere in the middle for that one, aren't you?
I feel like that's the most contentious one. This one might be quite quick. Ashley Young, obviously his contract's up. He's on Monday Night Football tonight as we're watching this. I don't think he's been amazing, but I think for another year... I'd keep him around for another year. Absolutely
no brainer
for me,
guys. No, I'd let him go.
Yeah.
I think he's... Do you know, he does an alright job sometimes, but I think thinking back to the Forest game, he can be a liability. He is definitely getting on. He's pushing 40 now.
He's not what he might retire lately.
Yeah, he might do, yeah. And, you know, teams are targeting him this year. They will target him again next year. I think just let him go. Just say, you know what, you did okay at times. That team's brilliant, to put me wrong. But I think Dice was in the same team as him a while ago. Clearly, that's how long he's been around. Yeah,
probably younger than him.
Yeah, clearly loves him, so I can see him staying. But I would move him on personally.
Yeah, I mean it's thanks, mate. But you know, we'll see it again and give you the ticket in the director's box. That's all I do with him, really. The last three games, I actually think he's been really good, to be fair to him. Professional lad as well. But yeah, you've got to get rid of him, and it's interesting if you include that with what we've just spoken about with James Coleman set and that thing as well, because you know, I wouldn't say James has been any better than him really, because he hasn't played that many games. So fine lads though, you've got to get rid of him.
Just quickly, one thing on that, to his credit, he doesn't get injured.
Which
is not something we can say about anybody else who plays right back, including Ben Godfield, who I guess we'll come on to now.
Is this still a dig at me wanting Patterson to stay?
So Young, I would keep on the caveat he never plays in midfield again,
or take a corner.
He's been well bid off on corners, hasn't he? But I wouldn't be desperate to keep him, but I could see a benefit to keep him around for one more year. So I'm saying keep just.
I can see the benefit, but I'm saying release.
Bid now. You can go before the two games.
There we go. Ben Godfrey, Dane, I think is a really interesting one. He's got 1 year left on his deal. Has come into the team at various times this season and done really well. Do you know what? Weirdly, I always feel like with Godfrey, like he's one of those players. Like the more he plays, I always feel like the worse he gets. Yeah. I feel like whenever he comes back into the team after a while, I'm just like, right, oh, you've done fine there. Then he had that spell, didn't he, where he's playing right back for a bit, and then he kept like conceding goals from crosses that were going over his head. And it came out, and then he come back into the team again recently. He's been really good again. Like, but I would keep him. Again, this is obviously caveat by, if we get a good offer for him, got 1 year left on his deal, it makes sense to move him on. But I think I've said this before on these podcasts, but I think if you look at Dyche and what he wants from his players, what he wants from his team, Godfrey should be able to fit in quite well with that. He's not going to be a right back that's going to be exposed very often, because the winger will ultimately be quite deep and protect him. And he's just, even for all the things that have gone the last few years, all the poor performances. Sometimes you watch it and just think, that lad's just got something about him. I don't quite know what it is, but he has got something about him. So I'll be more than happy to see him stay for another year. Beyond that, I don't know. But next year, right back, left back, occasionally centre back, I think he's got options all around.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he's been far too much of an headless chicken for me at times. And you look at some of the positions he ends up in, I'm thinking, has he actually learned? I mean, you know, maybe where you feel sorry for him a little bit is if you're trying to be a versatile player that goes across a back four, then is that by all means because they don't specifically have a distinguished position where you're thinking, yeah, he's that position, he's the one I want there. And you know, I really like him. I think when he burst onto the scene, everybody was buzzing.
Yeah.
And I think that still goes in his credit for me because he has got that talent, undoubtedly so. You know, how many times are we going to say about these players? We're talking about the manager. And I agree. I think he's kind of Patterson, isn't he? And probably Sheamus. And probably Young. You know,
probably our first choice right back now.
I'm going through that really. I don't mind him being that. I think he's a really talented lad. I just think he's very raw. And what's his age now? Is he
24, 25?
Has he moved on to that, has he?
Yeah.
So every time I see him, I still think he's about 19. Because that's what keeping in mind when he first broke through to us. But, you know, the caveat to that is you get to a point where at that age you think, is there ever a point where he's going to learn anything different here? Keep. Also, I don't think you're going to get a lot of money for him anyway.
Yeah, same. I don't think any of these jobs will come in for him because he has been injured and, as you say, he can't really nail down a position. You know, he's played all across the back four. I think we did buy him as a centre-half, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
He did well for Ancelotti as a left-back, filling in there. I think he's got everything you need to be a good full-back. He's fast, he's strong, and that's basically all you need to
can't
be a good full-back.
Can't kick the ball very well, but no. That's the thing.
I'm thinking of a good full-back in the Earl Barrett mode.
Yeah,
where you know you're just basically a defender.
Put a shit up, great dice fullback. Yeah,
is he Terry Field?
Yeah. Put a shit up winger ahead of him, and he could be exactly what you need there.
Yeah.
But as you say, Matt, the more he plays, the worse he gets, and that's an issue. But I think keep definitely.
You're keeping him after what you've just said about him there.
Yeah.
The worse, shrugging the shoulders. Quit. Got loads of money.
Well, just play him for three games. Put Nathan Patterson in for two. He'll get injured. Put Ben Godfrey back in.
He'll go boss for them two games, won't he?
I'd definitely keep him. Like I feel like his best position is on the right of a back three. Playing as like the right centre back. So obviously for us, he's not going to play that because Dyche doesn't play back three really. But I'd definitely keep him around. But obviously we're going to have a big decision to make if an offer does come in at any point.
Oh, can I just say on him though? I think again the three games you've just had, he's been really, really good.
Yeah, great in the derby, won he against Diaz, made a great tackle on the line.
Yeah.
Those goal line clearances, he's good at them.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. But I feel those games which are not overly intense, but really intense games. That's where you get the best out of him. You know, look at games that we've sort of laboured through at Goodison. That's when you don't really need him because his attributes are very much like I said there, the intensity of a derby. I don't mind throwing coffee in him as a derby. Don't mind it throwing in FA Cup game if we get to a decent stage of it. I think he's great, which is sort of weird really because it should be, and I think it is the complete opposite for most players. That's when they start to struggle, when it gets more intense. But like I said, I think he's an headless chicken. If you get someone to teach him a little bit more about that, i.e. Seamus Coleman, if he stays on, you've got the makings of a really...
I mean, they've been there, you know, like 3 or 4 years now.
Yes,
so.
Yes. But Seamus, being the ultimate professional, is going to say, you know, Ben, just watch me and train him, mate. And now he can, you know, if he's not there, he can actually go and work with him. Do you know what I mean?
I actually need to, like, Godfrey's like, need to embrace what he is, and he's an amazing athlete who will do bad things now and then. But if you get bodies around him and protect him, he can shut down a wide player.
Yeah.
If he's got like small spaces to get to a defender, get to an attacker, and put them under pressure, shut them down and say, go on, try and beat me for pace on the outside or try and cut in, and it's like congested, he will be fine because he can go and be aggressive, and that is his game. And I think that is ultimately what we're going to be on the dice. We're not going to have a wide player that's going to be marauded miles forward. Like, so I think for now, under this manager, it certainly makes sense. We've got four more players to talk about. Three of them I think are very obvious ones. So we'll rattle through some of them now. James Tarkowski, Les, he's got 2 more years left on his Everton deal. He's been absolutely fine. No summers of interest from the summer. Keep him around, doesn't miss a game. 6, 7 out of 10. He's bossy.
Yeah, there's absolutely no reason to get rid of him. He's, you know, he's first choice centre back. As you say, he's just a very no nonsense centre half. Loves the aggro. Yeah, Keith. Yeah, no brainer though.
Yeah, it's a no brainer. I've seen him have a few issues recently though. Also, again, going back to what he's saying, what would you get for him? I mean,
he's 32, is he? Like 2 years left.
You get a good few clubs.
I think he's seen us 2 years, isn't he? Let's be honest.
I think
he's the top 10 Premier League centre back.
Yeah. Do you know what? Looking at it that way, that makes it essential that you keep him in there. I think you're about to get on to who's going to be alongside him, though.
Wow. So Tarkowski, keep.
Yeah.
Tarkowski, stay around. Jared Brownthwaite, we would love to keep, obviously.
Sell him!
But what's he worth, Les, now?
This is it, isn't it?
What sum would you look at and be like comfortable with in the summer if he did go? And say, do you know what? Like, as much as we're in financial ruin, that's a good deal for us, really.
I mean, I think, you know, you look at him and you think you want to be talking upwards of £80 million, but we're not gonna get that. Unless he goes the Euros and he plays and he has a good Euros, which could
26 man squads now, so.
But he won't.
Yeah.
He'll go, but he probably won't play, you know, barring someone getting injured or something like that. So I think we're quite limited on how much we'll get from him. We'll probably get rinsed for about 50, the same as we did with John Stones. I think he's a better.
Carl sound for 50.
you have to, though.
But I'm not sure they'll be able to turn it down. So the Premier League wanted us to sell for £15 million, didn't they, to PSV?
Yeah.
Thankfully, the club said no, had that foresight. But he's one of those where I'd like him to stay for another year. You know, do this again at Everton, and then you can probably have to pick him anyone. The alarming thing for me is he could end up going to Man United for £50 million. And that's what worries me, because I think that would be a bad move.
The worst thing that could happen is he went to somewhere like Newcastle or Spurs. Because he is. I remember that with Stones when it was like someone like going to Chelsea, and like they were a bit of a. He went like as bad as they are now, but like they were a bit of a rabble at the time. It's like just hang fire, and you will go to like one of the very top clubs, and that's where it's ended up. Like I feel like with him, like. He could go and play for City or Real Madrid or something like that. Like, I genuinely think he's that good.
Yeah, I do as well. I completely agree, and I think we'll sell him for somewhere around 50, 60 million and 40. I think that's what will happen. The club should put the foot down and keep him for another year, like you say. So he's got his pick, more or less.
Yeah, I think that's the unfortunate thing. We're going to be held to ransom, aren't we, given our financial situation, really. I mean, the club themselves, whoever's in charge or whatever's going on there, at boardroom level, thinking, do you know what, we've probably already told him where he's going to go. We probably already sent notes out to various clubs saying he's for sale here, and let's have a bit more for him in regards to what he's worth compared to what we get. You know, I think you're just about looking at least 60-70 million quid.
What he's worth, all again.
What he's worth. Sorry, yeah, I agree with Les. I think you. It's really. I'm nearly crying saying this. But I think you're looking at around 50 million. I think that's what we'll get. People listening to this will be female, but please take into account we're talking about what we think we get, not what we think he's worth.
Yeah.
And Everton, I think that goes for everybody else. Everton selling the player this summer. You're not going to get what you think players are worth, and he's at the top of that list. With him as well, it's interesting you talk about the Euros with him too. You know, I could easily see him going abroad as well. I could see.
Well, Ancelotti obviously knows about him, doesn't he?
Of course, yeah.
We don't think of Madrid, is there? The signing of Mbappe and Endrick and Alphonso Davies this summer, so
yeah.
They might have to spare cash.
I don't know, mate. Nacho still gets a game, doesn't he?
He's retiring as well.
Or is he finished? Yeah, there you go, mate. There's a spot there, but look, he could play anywhere, he could go anywhere. I don't really care, to be honest with you, because if he's going, as long as he doesn't go to them over the road, which is that being talk of, which again would make me cry even more. It doesn't just get the biggest freedom we need from him. Because look, let's be honest, he is not going to stay. I think the three of us can ultimately agree categorically he's not going to be in Everton. He's not going to be an Everton player in the next 2 years.
Of him and Onana, yeah, next year, but of him and Onana, I would be very. I think Onana's the most likely to leave out of the two of them this summer.
And I'm more than happy with that. Yeah, I am absolutely happy with that.
Yeah. Stay tuned to the midfielders episode. but obviously, Jack Bradley's keep.
Preferably keep.
Get rid. No, seriously though, if someone came in, I don't know it won't, but like, I don't know, upwards of 80 million, would you still keep?
I still wouldn't want to cash out there, you know.
Would you not?
I wouldn't want
it. And we were able to spend it.
I'd want to hold on another year. I think he could be worth more, and I think he could be worth a lot to us next season with that partnership with Tarkowski. You know, we talk about Pickford winning those points, that lad has as well, and I just think
started scoring goals last few weeks as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. Great goal at Brighton as well, didn't he? That feature that he scored then as well. But yeah, I think you're right, because looks like sadly it'll be another relegation fight, so you desperately need him. And what I really love about him as well is he's completely embraced with whatever they've been, even though we've been absolutely garbage for 99% of the time. He's probably embraced Everton. You look at the celebrations, everything like that. He's fantastic. And I don't know what, you know, you say something nice about the academy because it's been disgraceful in recent years.
Well, unbelievable scouting who ever picked him up from Carlisle.
It was Brands, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think it was, yeah.
But the one small thing I'd put in the sell column, and people might give me grief for this, and I'm not saying he's anywhere near like these players, but I remember us having conversations about Holgate after his good season.
Yeah.
And Godfrey, we spoke about after their good season, being like, these lads are going.
Brendan Galloway as well.
Brendan Galloway to the very top. And playing the Premier League as a centre-half is fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah.
really difficult. And I'm not saying, like, he is obviously miles better than any of them, but he could easily have a ropey second season, and we could end up, you know, being like, wow, where is he, you know, etc. in the pecking order. So there could be an argument to say that his value now, if he gets to the end of the season, if he goes to the Euros and doesn't play, doesn't, you know, potentially get exposed by a major centre forwards, it could be a good time to sell. But listen, it's all going to depend on who comes in with what. But that's not to say I don't think the lad is amazing. He is comfortably a better prospect than Godfrey, Holgate, etc. At any point.
Just on the point you made there, the opposite side of that, I would say that he doesn't have, there's no part of his game, his attributes that could be poor. I don't think, if he was to have a poor game, I still think he'd be brilliant in something else that he does, if you get what I mean. I can't remember there's a game, certainly in the last few weeks, in the last, I don't know, 10 games or something, where people were saying, oh, you know, we should have got that. Was it Bournemouth? When Coleman's chest goes in there,
it
might have been along those lines where there was a sort
of. He got skinned by Haaland, and then sat him on his arse, didn't he? In the
game. It was bad at Chelsea, but then everyone was.
Yeah, well, I tell you, any defender in the world in years gone by gets skinned by Haaland. I think you'd have to eliminate him from any player being skinned by that fella. But I just think he's got too many things that he's too good at where you'd see him flop. At any point at any club, so it'd be really, really gutted if he goes, particularly this summer. I'd love to see him going out to that new stadium as well. You know, I'd love to be watching him coming out.
Cuff his arm, man. Dog.
Oh yeah, I mean he's not far away from that either, is he?
Is this when we play Man City on the opening day? Is it? He's rocking up for that.
Yeah. can you imagine Man City starting against us with Evan Stones?
They've got too many left centre backs in his already.
Still probably thinking of signing them.
That's Palace just made 2-0. Bloody hell. We'll round through the last two anyway. One is contentious. One is not. Michael Keane. Les, I don't know. We've not seen him for months. He came on and played centre forward the other day. He's probably got a year or two left on his deal. One of those, again, similar to sort of all players you mentioned. If you got a good offer, then you probably say, farewell, but we've got, sorry, with Bradford potentially going, with our options getting limited elsewhere, it feels like he's going to stay, doesn't it?
It does. I really like Michael Keane. He's such
as our fair choice of strength.
He's just so hapless, isn't he? It's like, if anything's going to go wrong for a player, it will go wrong for him. But I thought he's a very honest footballer, just at times not a very good one. So I don't know.
By the way,
Man United's keeper.
Not all midfielder.
Yeah.
Wait until you see you next week.
There'll be people who are thinking which one to be. But I think
given the position we're in, the money we potentially get for him, like who comes in for him? You know, the only way back I can see for him leaving Everton is if he goes back to Burnley. They're not going to pay his wages, haven't been relegated if they get relegated.
They're like playing off in the back team.
Not that sort of team now, are they? They're not the team they were. I would say keep, because he's, although he's been dropped, he's not agitated for a move. And I think that kind of says a lot in the position we're in, that we've got a player who, you know, I'd say 7 times out of 10 he'll do a decent job, and he just has his brain fast, doesn't he? Like the handball and stuff like that.
Five out of ten.
But you know, if you can drop him in every now and then and he does alright, I just think, given the position the club's in, he's an experienced defender, he's not the best, but yeah, keep him in his big boots.
I don't think we have any choice, because Brantwick goes, he's going to be playing. I have sympathy for him in a lot of different ways. Probably all to do with things that aren't as a football player.
He's like in the hole, he's been in like 9 years now,
isn't it? Do you remember when he first signed? I was like, oh, he signed a top class £30 million defender here. We're going to be boss with him. He's just going to keep clean sheets for us for fun. It's never ever happened.
Has he had a good Everton career or a bad Everton career?
Immediately people are going to say appalling Everton career.
Appalling is harsh.
It is harsh. I think
he's been like
off in his house.
He's done all right.
I think it's been like 40% good, 60% bad.
I think he's got to be remembered more for the goals he scored than the defensive displays, isn't he? I think there was the one against Spurs, which was vital, and there was obviously the one against Palace. Yeah. So for things like that, I think he's got to be remembered more.
He's scored twice against Liverpool as well.
Yeah, he has. So yeah, he's done okay, but for £30 million, when we paid £30 million for him, you wanted more, really, didn't you? As Dave said, thought he was going to be top class.
I'm glad this is at the end of the podcast, because anyone here saying yes stay, I think he would have turned it off if it was any earlier. But no, I mean, I think.
Well, we're all going to say keep, aren't we?
I don't think there's any other option, because who else is there to play instead of him? You spoke about Guthrie being quite versatile, but who else can you put in alongside Tarkowski if Brantwaite goes?
Who would you be playing out of those two centre half? So, like, say we've got a game tomorrow, Keane or Guthrie?
I'd like Keenan.
Yeah, we got Michael Keane as well. We've got three fullback.
I think you lads are right there. Because it's his natural position, as much as we criticise and laugh at him. It's his natural position there. I think he's just about being more trustworthy than Godfrey, because he's a versatile right and left back. So don't include him as a centre back. That's why Keane plays.
So we're all on the Michael Keane bandwagon in front of here.
Yeah, and
thanks for listening.
Yeah, well, the last one, and he's our only left back, is Mykolenko, and you know, obvious one this, but
Ashley Young's in there.
We've only talked about him, haven't we, though?
Not as a left back.
We're getting rid of him, aren't we?
We can't do another Ashley Young second.
No, I'm not. You get rid of him because he's a right back. We'll sign him up as a left back.
It's like Pistorial over again. We'll keep the right back version of Ashley Young with the left back version of Ashley Young. You're going, mate.
Young's woeful as a right back, but he's like Valencia as a left back.
But Mykolenko, Les, amazing turnaround, great season, probably one of our top three players of the year. No way he's going anywhere, surely, in the summer.
Absolutely not. He's one of those players where he's probably gone under the radar with a lot of clubs, so he's not one clubs will be sniffing around necessarily, but he's been brilliant. I am so happy to have been proven wrong about him this season. He's been exceptional. He's just a very good, solid fullback, which is just what you need in your defence. You know, I know he's injured now, but you know, he's one of those players who will play most of the season for you. Yeah, key. Got to be a key.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been my player of the season, by the way, by country mile. You know, many might disagree with that, but I he's been exceptional.
It's going to be Brathwaite.
Well, no, because he's going to go.
That's as excluded from any player.
Yeah, exactly.
Goal of the season against Liverpool on Brighton is not allowed because he's going to leave in the summer.
I was trying to get past that, but thinking I forgot about him, to be honest with you. But yeah, I mean, I'm still keeping him as my player of the season. Given there's a lot of circumstance around him, you know, given what's happened at home and things, which is still happening now, you think about the mentality you've got left to produce what he has as a Premier League left back. I also think he's probably underrated in terms of going forward as well. He can whip a ball in. That fantastic goal he scored against Leicester is always still in my mind from a couple of seasons ago. And like you say, there's I think it does him an injustice to say there's nobody else who can come in, because he'd still be considerably above anybody else as left. But I'd put him up there in what you get against Premier League clubs as well here, because I haven't seen him play poorly. The one thing that comes to my mind, which I know various Reds listen to this, they'd be asking what I'm talking about here, as will many Blues. When we played Liverpool at Anfield, lost that game 2-0, Salah scored both the goals, and he was marking Salah.
You may as well have marking Salah in the cover somewhere. Salah's actually shy.
What's the point with that? At Anfield, he was exceptional.
Yeah, he was.
Against Salah. You know, actually go and watch the game before you think I'm chatting absolute shit about this, but he kept them quiet all game long.
Got somebody, didn't give a sniff even.
No, and he had one leg as well, and just decided to get up and carry on running with it in his hand. I mean, he's somebody that's so essential, you need in a difficult situation, which for 99% of our games it is, so absolutely keep him.
Also a potential centre back cover as well. He can play on the left side. Centre back. So yeah, keep definitely.
When Brathwaite's gone,
I think apart from the goalie, he's probably the player but can't go. He's hardest to replace in our squad. I'd say, like, in terms of, like, there was nobody else. Yeah, we've got another left footed. Probably Brathwaite's probably our second best left back.
And striker.
So keep.
Keep.
There you go. Let us know what you think about that. Anyway, we've done the entire defence. Mason Holgate's coming back as well, but then, let's not go there. He's not allowed to play at the moment, so. But let us know your thoughts on all that. In the past, someone in particular is really interested. Ashley Young as well. Obviously, Seamus Coleman. So give us your thoughts on all that. Go to us on YouTube. Give a like, give a subscribe, give a comment. It all helps. If you're listening to us on usual podcast feeds, do leave a rating, do leave a review. These things are so helpful to us as we're trying to grow. But cheers to Dave, cheers to Les. That has been Blue Monday. That has been our review of the defence and goalkeepers. We'll be back again next week to go through the midfielders. See you then. Up the top, please.
Lovely stuff. Sports Social Podcast Network.